This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
Parker McCollum.
Get the man I am. What kind of man do you need?
Live 2025, Friday, August 8th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand.
Burn it down.
Multi-platinum selling artist Parker McCollum. Special guest, Josh Abbott Band. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and at the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office.
This week's export sales were back to the great pace that we saw for a while. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said new crop corn sales set a record for this week.
Yeah, corn came in 341,000 tons for old crop. Came in at 1.890 million tons for the new crop. It continues to be fantastic numbers here. On the old crop side of things, we don't necessarily watch the sales as closely right now. It's more watching for shipments as we close out the marketing year over the next month here.
On the other hand, McBride said the new crop soybean sales are concerning.
Actually, pretty good for old crop. Came in at 349,200 tons. The new crop is still where we have our biggest concern. So with the old crop, we should be in line or maybe even slightly ahead of pace to make the USDA's goal. As far as new crop, you know, obviously we're not at a point where we're in dire straits. But we are still way behind on new crop sales, and this is actually probably the worst pace that we've been on in about the last 20 or 25 years.
McBride said some slight adjustments could be made to exports in the next WASDE report.
Yeah, on the export side of things, I think you could see some minor changes on the corn side with old crop export demand. I think you could see some new crop adjustments as well. Both would be positive for us and bring some of those ending stock numbers down. Now, obviously, on the new crop side of things, we have to contend with what looks like a very big production and increasing yields. So they will offset a little bit there.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.